Lord. Praise the Lord and praise the Lord and praise the Lord. Hallelujah and hallelujah. This is yours truly, Prophet Thompson of Faith Works Ministries. This is our Jesus to the Nations broadcast, and we are here still on our journey and continuing with our series, Kairos Moments, Priority Living. God has called us to a time to live. To live for him, to be kingdom minded, to be kingdom driven, to be kingdom focused. Hallelujah. And with all this mindedness, heaven mindedness, we are supposed to be careful because of the days and the times that we live in. Before I enter into the heart of the word, I want us to share a word of prayer. Our dear Lord Jesus, we say thank you. Our sweet Holy Spirit, we say thank you. Our God the Father, we say thank you. We invite you to the table this morning. We ask you to sit at the head because you are the head in the name of Jesus. We ask you to take the lead so that we can follow in the background. And we pray today that Lord, drive us to God. Move us. God, do with us what you have planned in the name of the Lord Jesus. Father, have your way and have your way and have your way. We pray into the service this morning and we say, help us to be salted with fire. Let your word salt us with fire so that we shall become more like you, refined like you, clean like you, oh God, that we shall live for you. In Jesus' precious name, hallelujah. Have we prayed with thanksgiving? Amen and amen and amen. Yes. My dear beloved, we're still looking at Kairos moments. Yes. Priority living. God wants us to live for him. God wants us not to miss the times. He says we should behave like the sons of Issachar who understood by the times. We have to understand by the times. Not by watching and doing stargazing. Not by astrology. Not by sorcery. But by the word of the Lord. Man shall not live by bread alone, but by the word of the Lord. As we started, we've been looking a lot at time, a time for everything, a time to embrace, a time to refrain from embrace. We've been looking at a time to save, a time to give, a time to live, a time to die, a time to live in our reality, and a time to be in heaven. Hallelujah. A time in the name of Jesus for sacrifice. A time for everything under the sun. And I've been sent your way again as a faithful emissary of God. That you have to hear the unadulterated word of God. That you have to hear the truth of God. Because God does not lie. God does not make mistakes. And I like how Job says it. He says, ask for God. I like David's own verse. It says, ask for God, his ways are perfect. And Job says that, I know nothing can thwart his plans. My dear friend, my dear family, there's nothing that can thwart the plans of God. So check your life, check his word, and check where you're sitting, because God does not lie. He works with time. His ways are unsearchable. His ways are perfect. It converts the soul. The testimonies of God are sure. It makes wise the simple. That we have to desire it even much more than gold. And even much more than fine gold. And I'm here to tell you today that the days and the times we live in are dangerous. That you are being entreated to go back to the word. To go back to the word. So that we'll be sorted with fire. Hallelujah. We started looking at time. We explored a lot about it. And we started also looking at relationships. And that's why I'm continuing today in the service. Mark chapter 9, verses 43 to 48. You can even backtrack because for me, I've made it a personal focus to study the whole synoptic gospels in addition to the book of John all over again. And it is doing these re-studies that I came to find out that Jesus did a miracle and fed the 5,000, and there were 12 baskets left, and he fed the 4,000, and there were 7 baskets left. Don't be tricked. Don't be lied to. There's a lot that Jesus did. Check. Whatever Matthew will leave out, Mark filled it in. Whatever Mark left out, Luke filled it in. Look at all the Gospels as a full, complete book. Don't read it one different from the other, but put it side by side. because they were all with Jesus. Hallelujah. They all had a relationship with Jesus, and they all wrote their account based on their relationship with Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And like I said this morning, we're doing the time of prayer. I'm here to tell you today that do not live like those in the pulpit. Do not live like those of us in the pulpit. Do not live like those in the pulpit, but live knowing your God. Live according to the word of God. For those in the pulpit and those outside the pulpit must all live in accordance to the word of God. Hallelujah. So if you are going to live and you want to emulate, first emulate Jesus Christ. And if you see something, the Bible has told us whatever things are noble, whatever things are pure, whatever things are holy. But if you are watching something from the pulpit and it's not holy, be careful. When it's not noble, be careful. When it's not pure, be careful. In the name of Jesus. Let me read quickly so that I can enter the heart of the message dealing with priority living. Hallelujah. But I trust that you're being blessed so far on our journey. And if you have been blessed, I'd like you to make a Holy Ghost crazy noise. Man, hallelujah. 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 Yeah. Mark chapter 9, verse 43. It says, and if your hand offends you, cut it off. It is better for you to enter the life crippled rather than having two hands. Yes. We're here. Ba, 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 ba. And it says, if thy hand offend thee, cut thee off. For it's better to enter thee into the life maimed than having two hands to go into hell, into the fire that shall never be quenched. You have to understand. And that fire is interpreted Gehenna. So you have to understand. I'll teach about it later, not today, so that I don't digress. He says, where their worm dieth not, and the fire is not quenched. If thy foot offend thee, cut it off. It is better for thee to enter halt into life than having 2 feet to be cast into hell, into the fire that shall never be quenched. Where their worm dieth not, and their fire is not quenched. If thy eye offend thee, pluck it out. It is better for thee to enter into the kingdom of God with one eye than having 2 eyes to be cast into hell fire. You see, hell fire. And it says, where their worm dieth not, and the fire is not quenched. For everyone shall be salted with fire, and every sacrifice shall be salted with salt. Salt is good, but if the salt have lost its saltiness, wherewith will ye season it? Have salt in yourself and have peace one with another. Peace with one another. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And hallelujah. Yes, priority living. I'm matching this all with all the scriptures I've given to you from the book of Ecclesiastes and all the other pages, all right? And that's why Ecclesiastes says that for everything there's a season and to end time for every matter under the heaven. God wants us to be careful. God wants us to live for him. And I mark all this with Matthew 6:33. Seek ye first the kingdom of heaven and his righteousness, and every other thing shall be added. Remember the sub-theme, what do you value? Yes, when I started talking about time and relationships, I asked you, what do you value? And that's what I'm asking you this morning again. That's the $1 million question. What do you value? If you are supposed to live for Jesus, then it means you must value the kingdom of God. We must become kingdom-minded and kingdom-driven. Hallelujah. We must spend all our time on the kingdom, all our resources on the things of the kingdom. We must spend our time following Jesus, following him and out of churches, following him and out of buses, out of trains. We must go. Jesus will lead us. The Bible has told us, says where he leads, we can follow. Hallelujah. Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. God wants us to understand that he is the one that leads and we can follow. Today, the world has taken center stage, taking all the attention, taking all the devotion. When people wake up, God is not the first thing on their mind. They are checking who has tweeted. They are checking who sent me a WhatsApp message. They are checking who sent me a hi. They are checking who sent me anything on Facebook. Ah, what do I have to? People even wake up and they take pictures and put it on Instagram. Then they take selfies. Ah. In the name of the Lord Jesus. God wants you to know this. He says we should set our things on the things above. Our heart on the things above, sorry. God wants us to set our heart on the things above. Are we setting our hearts on the things above? Because he says where our heart is, that's where our treasure will be also. You see, you show what you treasure by how much time you spend on it. That's why I gave you the time first. You see, if you treasure Jesus, if you treasure the kingdom of God, if you treasure the Holy Spirit, if you treasure the things of God, you spend more time on it. It's just that when you meet somebody new, when you meet, you get into a business relationship, when you meet, you get a new baby, when you go to a new school, when you get a new storybook, you see the way children become fixated. I was admiring one of my daughters looking at the scratch she has been given and the way she would not let go. And the way her hand is in the back pocket. And the way her hand is in the front pocket. And when she sits down, she wants you to see she's wearing a new skirt. And whatever she does is the skirt. You see, God wants us to have that fixation. God wants us to have that devotion. You see, when you buy children ice cream, the treasure is so much that they don't even want it to finish. It is not just children. We are all children. I have shirts I love. Not because I don't have other shirts. But just for the mere fact that I love that shirt, I dote upon it. I was with one consultant who was just telling me, he says, all you men, you all behave the same. When you fall in love with a shirt, you wear it like a jersey. And she was talking about her husband. And today, I'm telling you today, I'm also talking about us as Christians. I do it too. God wants us to be fixated. Just as the way you said, I am in love. Are you really in love? It's just you're infatuated and you are hooked on it like crack. You know what I'm saying? May the Spirit, may we become Jesus addicted. May we be addicted to the Word of God, addicted to the ways of God, addicted to the character and the charisma of God in the name of the Lord Jesus, so that we will bear much fruit. God wants us to bear much fruit. And he says the tree that does not bear fruit, he cuts down. We are to bear fruit. Are we bearing fruit? Yeah, we are to bear fruit, much fruit. And you see, priority living, what do we value? Do we value the kingdom? Do we value speaking to others about the kingdom? Do we value spreading the word? Do we value telling people that Jesus lived and he lives today? And he lives forever, and he soon shall return to come and reign on the earth. We are supposed to understand Kairos moment. This is where our plans must meet with God's plans, and it must be aligned, because we have to understand the scripture that Jesus taught us with the prayer. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. May your kingdom come. And may your will be done on the earth as it is in heaven. As it is in heaven. As it is in heaven. May your will be done on earth. Whose will? God's will. And that's why Matthew 6:33, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. Because that's how seeking the will of God. And when we start seeking the will of God, we will begin to see how valuable the kingdom is. It is there that we begin to get access into the things of God. We begin to get access. That's why we are told that we should guard their oil and we should teach them to go and learn to buy their own oil, because sooner than later, the groom will come and we have to be ready. Are we going to be ready? Are we ready? We have to watch it. It's not about entering all so many synagogues, so many places. God wants us to wake up. There's a time. The Bible says, for still the vision awaits for an appointed time. It hastens to the end. It will not lie. Habakkuk says it so faithfully. And it says, if it seems slow, wait for it. It will surely come. It will not delay. Hallelujah. Yes, the enemy wants us to forfeit all the blessings of God, the rewards of God, the peace of mind, the ways of God. That's why I'm asking you, what do you value? Many are ready to spend on the things of the world, ready to spend on things that are perishing. But we are supposed to rescue the perishing and care for the dying, snatching them from pity, from sin and the grave. We are supposed to be speaking the word. We are supposed to be praying for people. You always have to get there and ask them, can I pray with you? Have we prayed this morning? Can we share a time of prayer? Can we pray about your marriage? Can we pray about your children? Can we pray about the work? Every decision we are about to take, trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways, you have to acknowledge God and he shall direct our path in the name of Jesus. God wants us to understand our relationships. Our relationship must first be with heaven, and it has to next be with the earth. And we have to understand that whatever we do unto each other, unto these little ones, God said we have done it unto him. Today, the Apostle Paul has told us that in the last days, perilous times shall come. Many shall be lovers of themselves. Many shall be selfish. Many shall be proud, arrogant, disobedient to parents. When you check it, it's all there in the book of 2 Corinthians. And that's why we are supposed to know that now is not the time for jokes. We are not in joking times at all. We are in serious times. Yes, many cannot wait for God. The Bible says that we have itchy ears to receive the doctrines of demons. Believe you me, the demons are prowling. I think if it's on the book of James, then to the end, the Bible has told us that Satan is roaring like a lion, seeking whom he will devour. Look at it, how he pursued Jesus. When Jesus went to fast after 40 days, 40 nights, he came. The eyes of the flesh. The things of the flesh, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life. What do we value? It's not about who we are. It's about who Jesus is. No, it's not about who we are. We always have to be quick to let him have the glory. Tell him, Lord, take the lead, I can follow. Lord, take the front row, I take the background. We are not there to please anybody. We are here to please you. That I will please you. That I will live for you. That I will stand for you. That I will serve you. That I will. And I shall. Yes. Captains of Israel's host and guide of all who seek the land above, beneath thy shadow we abide. God wants us to sacrifice, because every sacrifice shall be salted with salt. And every says, we shall be even salted with fire. You have to understand, everything that God does shall be tested with fire, salted with fire, fitted with fire, driven with fire, kept with fire. God wants us so that we shall be pure. He says, be ye holy, for I'm holy. Be ye righteous, for I'm righteous. Be ye pure, for I'm pure. And he says, he catches the wise in their craftiness. We are to bear fruits. What fruits are we bearing? Today you see a million churches on all the earth, all over the globe, all across the cities. What fruits are we bearing? Does it look like we are bearing fruits? Today, the fruits we see are fruits of corruption, fruits of immorality, fruits of lies, fruits of manipulation, fruits of disdain, fruits of wickedness, fruits of rottenness, fruits of thievery, fruits of all kinds. How can they trace it back to us to say we have been with Jesus? The Bible says when they saw the life of the people that were with Jesus in Antioch, they came to the conclusion that these were the people that were with Jesus. Can they say the same about us? What do we value? Today, many place paramountcy of money over everything. Yes, many are seeking money, the money God, the Mammon God, the Mammon God. And I want you to know this today. God has told us, when I was telling about it, the young man that came to Jesus, I was reading it this morning. Yes, and the young man that came to Jesus, and he says, I've done everything. I have sold everything. I have studied the word. I just want to follow you. What would it take for me to follow you? And Jesus said that if you have done all these things, then sell all that you have. All that you have. Take up your cross and follow me. And the Bible says he felt sad. He was very sad. So sad that he couldn't take it because he was wondering, why should I sell all that I have? That's why Jesus said it would be difficult for rich people to enter into the kingdom, because it would be easy for camels to enter through the eye of a needle. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Today, many are worshiping money. Oh, we need money. We need resources to work for God. But you see, our heart is not supposed to be in it. That's why I told you this morning that even as you are storing up all these earthly treasures, it is fake. Because with all that you're doing, even rats will eat their money for food. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And hallelujah. And hallelujah. And hallelujah. Yes. If it becomes difficult for you to spend on Jesus, to give things up for Jesus, to throw things away, to just let it go, then you have to watch your faith, watch your church, and watch where you are sitting. Hallelujah. Is it difficult? Is it difficult? Yes, a rich young man. He called Jesus good. When you go to Mark chapter 10, you find it there. And he says, I know all the commandments and everything. I've observed everything. But I like it, the verse 21. Jesus told him. Then Jesus, beholding him, loved him and said to him. I like the scripture. Loved him and said to him, one thing you lack. Go thy way. Sell whatsoever thou hast. Give it to the poor. Thou shalt have treasure in heaven. And come and take up the cross and follow me. And he was sad at the saying, and went away grieved, for he had great possessions. And Jesus looked round about and said unto the disciples, how hardly they that have riches enter into the kingdom of heaven. Hallelujah. Can you see? He was very sad. Because most of us don't want to have treasures in heaven. We want to have treasures on the earth. To be called championata. To be called mahogany. Hallelujah. Mr. and Mrs. Mahogany. Yeah, man. Mr. and Mrs. Gold. Goldsmith. Mr. and Mrs. Mahogany. That's right. Yeah. Mrs. White Blanche. Very interesting. We pray today that the Holy Spirit will take charge. I'm here to tell you today, priority living. God wants us to live for him. What do we value? Are we preaching the gospel to all nations? It says, go ye into the world and preach the gospel, making disciples of me, baptizing them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. We are supposed to not only preach to them, but make disciples of them, teach them, so that everybody's house shall become a place of worship for God. May our homes become a place of healing for God. May our homes and our offices become places of deliverance, places of power, places of the demonstration of the wisdom of God. Whenever they look at us, whenever they see us, whenever they try, whenever they are around us, they have to see the power of God at work. The glory of God speaking, because we don't have to tell them that we are salted with fire. They have to feel that we are salted with fire. They have to taste the fire. They have to encounter the fire. They have to come to grips with the fire. Demons must come out of people. Principalities must crawl on their heads. Evil spirits must flee in the name of Jesus, because the power that we are giving is meant for the work. We are supposed to tap the power, not to wear white clothes on a Sunday service, to Sunday services, to occasions. We are not supposed to receive power and cover it up. We are supposed to use the power. And like the Holy Spirit taught me way back in the day, it says, power is never bragged about. Power is demonstrated. We are supposed to demonstrate the wonder working power. It is very funny. It is very hysterical. It is a joke, a laughing joke. that somebody will sit in the presence of God who is full of power, who is full of indomitable power, and will still be sick. That's why anybody that encountered Jesus was healed of their sickness, was healed of their diseases. And he saw that, I like the song that says it through, I think the mouth of Isaiah, I am the Lord who heals you. I am the Lord. Yes, El Roy, the God that sees me, the God that sees us is capable of healing us. For God is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we can ever ask of and think of, according to his power which is at work in us. Is the power of God at work in us? May you turn the turbines on. God wants us to turn the turbines on, that so much power will come out right now, that power that will transform lives, power that will arrest the spirits in our homes, power that will break the spirit of divorce, power that will shatter the enemy, power that will release resources, power that will call the enemy to be discomfited. Power, wonder working power. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise God. Praise God. And praise God. May it never be said of us that we are toothless book dogs, that we are toothless people, that we speak about power that is denied us. No, God has not denied us power. The kingdom of God is not only in the word, but in power. And we have been told to receive this wonder-working power. He said, the things that I did greater than this shall you do. And he says, wait in the upper room and you shall be imbued with power. We are supposed to wait so that we shall be sorted with fire, so that we shall be sorted with power, so that we shall demonstrates the power, and the power we have, we are supposed to demonstrate it, that healings will break forth, that deliverances will break forth, that there shall be restoration, that there shall be deliverance, that there shall be safety, that there shall be peace, that there shall be security. Hey, may you never hear any news. They say somebody is dying. We are supposed to be the fire service of God. We are supposed to run the ambulance service of God. And we are supposed to man the tower as a watchman of God. And we are supposed to do the work of an intercessor. And we are supposed to stand and man the towers, and man the tower and speak into time. And we are supposed to stand for God, and we are supposed to run without getting tired. For those who are weak, God increase in strength, and may you be increased in strength in the name of Jesus. It is high time that we start beginning to bear the fruits that we have been told to bear. We have been wired to bear fruits, wired to bear wonderful fruit, wired to bear powerful fruit, wired to bear fruit of deliverance, fruit of power, fruit of change, fruit of transformation. When you look around and you cannot see what God wants us to do, know that there's a problem, and you have been called to the rescue, and your mission is here, and your work is at hand. May you pray for your husband. May you pray for your children. May you pray for the schools near you. May you pray for the communities near you. If all Christians will rise up and will combine our faith and our resources, we shall hold the world to ransom. Enough of the stupidity, enough of the foolishness, enough of allowing the enemy to take charge. The way the enemy is maltreating couples in marriages, the way the enemy is maltreating the youth with immorality, the way the enemy is maltreating, I'm here to tell you today that every choice comes with consequences. We know we have a choice, and ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. May we be set free. And once we are set free, may we go out there to set others free in the name of Jesus. May we deploy that name that sets many free, that sets homes free, that sets marriages free, that sets destinies free. May we release it out in the name of Jesus. Whew. What a word, what a word, what a word. Hallelujah. Moko benita mobo. Ah. Minjeoi nuncha. Minjeoi. Everybody, listen, listen. You see, God wants us to understand that we have been called onto such a time as this. We have been put here on the earth for our mission. We are here on our assignment. And the Kairos moment is what is driving all the assignment we have been called to. And we are supposed to rise up. Tell your neighbor to rise up. Call your children to rise up. Call your friends to rise up. enough of the stinking thinking, enough of the foolishness, enough of the apathy, enough of the slothfulness, enough of the sleep, enough of the lies, of the manipulation, enough of the jokes and the idiocy. It's time for us to let them know that there's a wonder working power that is able to raise Lazarus and bring him back to life from the dead, that there's a power that Jesus died and he did not die in vain, that anytime, wherever he went, he was healing the dumb struck, he was healing the deaf and the muted, he is healing, he's still healing marriages today, and great things since I was born, and since we were born, and since we have been born. Like I was telling you, 50 years from now, 100 years from now, none of us will be here, but we have to leave the legacies for them to come and meet it. We have to leave legacies for them to come and know that once upon a time, not that just we lived and we passed through, but once upon a time, we were here to speak about a Jesus, a Savior that lived, that can save not only the past, that is not saving only in our time and the present, but can save even in the future. The Jesus that can save in 2000, the Jesus that can save in 3000, the Jesus that can save in 1500, whatever the time, God is not bullied by time. He's immune to time, and his power works through time, about time, surrounded by time, right round about time. Whatever you want to do, time, he is the author of time, the creator of time, the worker of time, and the driver of time. I'm here to tell you today, we need to wake up. We need to wake up. Hey, we need to wake up. Hey, the relationships. We have to understand we are supposed to have a befitting relationship, a befitting relationship with our Savior, a befitting relationship with our neighbors, with our communities, and it will start when we start living right. We are supposed to have priorities, and the kingdom of heaven is our first priority before the earth, as it is in heaven, so does it happen on the earth. Yes, and he created first the heavens before the earth. We have to understand that there's always priority, there's always consequences, and there's always a pre hiring say this word. For foundations, you have to understand God is calling. The relationships we have, he doesn't approve of. Throw it away, toss it away. Priority living. The way you have made people a priority, they've messed you up, you're still doing it. All those so-called friends, you sat in the classroom with them today, they know you not. They misled you. They've taken people to places they're not supposed to go. They made you follow them to places. Now you know how to go to a shrine. Now you know how to worship idols. Now your mind has been messed up. Now your spirit has been messed up. Now even others came with deceit, with the spirit of snakes, with the spirit of seduction, with the spirit of manipulation, with the spirit of abduction, that we will be stolen from our Savior. But I'm here to tell you today, like one man of God used to tell me, a Savior ready to perish was my Father. It's my Father. And I'm here to tell you today, we are ready for the sake of the kingdom. Anytime they do it, tell them, do your worst and bring it on. Do your worst and bring it on. Do your worst and bring it on. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Where are the children of God? Where are the saved children of God? Where are the Jesusians? Where are the people who call the name of Jesus? Because at the mention of his name, every knee must bow and every tongue shall confess that Jesus is Lord. And we are supposed to rebuke the devil and he must flee from us. We are supposed to send a message. We are supposed to preach peace in our homes. And we are supposed to stand with the power of God. If Christians are running to soothsayers for marriage, marital counseling, where is the hope? Where is the hope? Signposts who are supposed to give direction are in need of direction. Where is the hope of the church? Where is the hope of the children of God? That's why I said, be careful not to live your life in accordance or in emulation to those who stand in the pulpit. Live your life in accordance and in emulation to Jesus Christ, our Savior. Let's emulate Jesus. Let's emulate God. Let's emulate the word of God, that we shall know our God and him crucified. Because every one of us standing in the pulpit, preaching in the pulpit, doing everything in the word, we must live according to the word. We must set the example. We must show the way. We must stand the way, not the opposite. Be careful when Jesus is being lorded over you, because he is the Lord of all. He alone is the Lord of all. Hallelujah. Don't sing, "What shall I render?" And when it's time to preach, you refrain. People don't even pray over their food anymore. People don't even pray anymore. People don't even call his name anymore. People even take him out of the boardrooms and the bedroom and out of every room. Today, I'm here to tell you, we need Jesus in the boardroom. We need Jesus in the bedroom. We need Jesus in the schoolroom and the classroom. We need Jesus in the hospital room and the emergency room. We need Jesus. We need his power in every room in this life. The way Wamama roll with jackets, then you're happy. Wamama roll me jacket. You have been rolling your jacket. You're wearing boyfriend jackets. Now you are even saying when they are looking for you, they should look for you. They should look for you here and there. Be careful. Be careful. Whew. Today, Salome is the order of the day. Those who don't know Salome, don't worry. I interpret it later, but you have to get it. I want you to know it. You have defined your own relationship. You have decided what you want to decide. I'm here today. You have to undecide. And you have to come back to Christ. And you have to come to the foot of the saving cross, where you can surrender and let him take charge. The stealing must stop. The lies must stop. The manipulation must stop. The fornication must stop. The manipulation, all the tricks must stop. Mr. Minister. Mr. Minister of God, Mr. Minister of Roots, Mr. Minister of Housing. All the lies must stop. All the ministers we have in the whole world. Mr. President, Mr. Soothsayer, Mr. Whoever. This is our place. I like to preach. The rest I don't want to know. The rest I don't want to know. May we influence the world back to Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. If you look at the level of the incidence report on corruption, if you look at the percentages and you look at how we're living in Africa, and you want to tell me that this continent is full of Christians, it's a misnomer. It's a mismatch. If you look at the level of corruption, when we say corruption, I'm not talking about stealing money. I'm talking about immorality. I'm talking about lawlessness. I'm talking about lewdness. I'm talking about the kinds of sinful instigations. That's what I'm talking about. If you look at the way we become diabolical, we have to be careful. For things as these, the vengeance of God comes upon the sons and the daughters of men. And I'm here to tell you today that we have to watch it. Because the wrath of God is coming. Watch it, for the vengeance of God is coming. Watch it, for the anger of God is coming. We cannot continue to sin because grace abounds, and we cannot be manipulative. We are here to lead. Let's lead. Where he leads, we can follow, and let him play the front so that we can always play the background. Jesus, take the foreground. Hallelujah. 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 And hallelujah. Whilst we were yet weak, Jesus Christ died for the ungodly. But after he died for the ungodly, he didn't say you should continue to sin. I'm sorry. What's the use? What's the use of the continuance? What's the use of the consistency in sin, with sin, about sin? What is the consistency? Every day, may we run to the cross and say, "Lord, take me back. As you died for me, may I surrender to you every day." We have to crucify our lips every day. We have to crucify our masculinity, our femininity every day. We have to crucify our desires every day. We have to crucify the flesh every day, because the flesh profits nothing, but the spirit gives life to them that have it. John 6:63. We have to crucify it every day. Every day. Every day. We have to crucify the flesh and all that comes with it. Look at the level of pride, the lust of the flesh. Gimme, gimme, gimme. I want this. I have this. I own this. I'm here. I'm there. I'm here. Whatever you want, they are there. We always want to show to the world, and we are being called. And it's not no longer joy to the world because Jesus is come. It is only all joy to the world because yourself, because your flesh, because it's you. The lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes. Look at it, I want it. So today they are manufacturing things that will expire quickly. 3 months short shelf life, 3 months expiry, 3 months done. So that you always want more. We have a lot of things we do not need. We have shoes we don't need, clothes we do not need. Things we do not need in this life, we are packing them. Even concubines we don't need. Amen. We are packing up. Adultery we don't need, sins we don't need, we are packing. I'm here to tell you today, we have to watch it. The last of their eyes, they are giving it to us, material things. Like I'm telling you, I said all that you are clamoring for will be eaten by rodents. Damn me, $1 million, you see rats chewing it, man. And look at the pride of life. It's me. I've accomplished this. I've done this. I know. For me, I always tell people, we're doing what we're doing, not because anybody will award us. Oh, to be recognized is fine, but that is not the driver. We are driven already. We came hungry. We are being driven. We are already on our way. We know where we have to get to. If the world will give you things, that's fine, but we are not doing it because we want things. It's about the quality of our contributions. God is calling us so that we shall contribute to life, and we shall contribute to all eternity. We shall contribute to the kingdom of God, that is shall say about us that souls were won, that lives were changed, that marriages were restored, that businesses were built, and it affected lives and livelihoods. That's why some of us are still doing what we're doing, because we're showing them the way, how to lead, how to stand, how to speak, how to do everything that God wants us to do, because it is about that. That's life. Every part of their life affects our lives as Christians, and we are supposed to show them. You are supposed to do all carpentry with excellence, building with excellence, construction with excellence, building businesses with excellence, profitable. It says, I, the Lord your God, I teach you how to profit. I, the Lord your God, I give you power to create wealth. I, the Lord your God, I give you gifts to be gifts in craftsmanship. If we have been blessed with all these gifts, who is supposed to be demonstrating these things about our Savior? We are supposed to be demonstrating it. We are supposed to be showing it. We are supposed to, the way we've talked. There's so much work to be done, and the time is flying away and the clock is ticking. And my dear friend, I'm calling you right now that God needs your attention. God needs your devotion. God is calling you back to base. Jesus is calling you that come and come home. That we shall build. As I draw the curtain on relationship, we have to understand the deeper our relationship with heaven, the deeper must be our connection with the earth. You see, we know we are here to influence the earth. The focus is on the kingdom. We are not here to pass through. We are not here to be like them. We are not here to sit with them. So even when we sit with them, we have to let them know the difference. They must know the difference. They must feel the difference. They must see that we are different. May you always ask, can I pray with you? Can I spend some time with you? Quality time with you? Then you start with the word of God. I'm here to tell you about how he does it. How he does it. Oh, how it's beautiful in the kingdom. May we tell them about the kingdom. But how can you tell them about the kingdom you yourself have not seen? How can you tell them about the kingdom you yourself have not experienced? May we experience the kingdom. All you know about the kingdom is what somebody told you. Jesus told us about the kingdom so that we want to explore it better. Better. Yes. It says we should come. We should come. We should come. We should come. Today I'm calling you in his name. Come. The Holy Spirit wants to show us beautiful things. The relationship must be beautiful. The way we have explored sin is enough. Let's explore the dynamics of God's holiness, the dynamics of God's power, the dynamics of God's wisdom. May we be so excited and enchanted by the wisdom of God. Man. So that when they see you, you say, no, I'm intoxicated, man. I'm intoxicated. No, I'm not complicated. I'm complex. I'm intoxicated. There's something that is driving my senses. I don't need spirits to drive my senses. No, you are drinking something that is called spirits. What else do you think will happen? You're drinking something that is called spirit, alcohol. What else do you think will be left of you? Whew. When we are supposed to be salted with fire, we are rather smoking our brains out and telling me God smokes, shall come to create lies out of the Bible. Because the Bible says that smoke comes out of his nostrils, and that told you that God was smoking. My dear friend, if you don't even want to believe him, don't be insulting. I'm not sure it was the Almighty you were talking about. No, I'm not sure it was the Almighty you were trying to talk about. But if it is him, then you be careful. He'll pay your visits soon, yeah? I'm here to tell you the truth, my friend. All of us are called to wake up. Yes. We have to get there where we sing the song. Yes. Mini nanante infie kakrebi. Mini yesu anante. Ah. Infie kakrebi. Oyo yonkuma. Ah. Odi mi ramoda. Hey. Tibieni naremo. Ah. Mini nane nam, oh yo yon kwa, oh ni me ramoda. Tibieni na remo, mini nane nam, ma fa oje mu, come on na. Nanso neja nanshishi me, ma ko a unchre mu, esun ke visi fo mu fo wiko. But I'm telling you today, he's that friend. Oh, your young one, only will your mother. Look at the number of people that betrayed you. Look at the number of people that turned your backs on you. Look at the number of people that insulted you, that left you, that left you neglected, bereft, that left you broken and heartbroken and soul broken and spirit broken. Look at the way they failed you. Look at the doctors that have disappointed you. Look at the businesses that have failed you. Look at the banks that have turned their backs on you. I'm here to tell you today, God is calling us. Priority living, chaos moments. Our time in the chronos must come to meet with the time in the spirit, where we will not miss our opportunity. God is telling us we must learn to value heaven so that our earth will be meaningful. Oh boy. Oh, such deep things. Lord, take us deeper, take us higher, cause us to go higher, make us more wiser, transform our destinies, use us. As I drop the curtain and drop my gavel, yeah, as a soldier and a judge of God, I am here to tell you today, all that we're clamoring for is vanity, so you watch it. I came to realize that there's nothing real in this life. The only thing real is Jesus. The only thing real is His Spirit. The only thing real is the salvation He gives. The only thing real. Everything else is fake. I'm here to tell you today, it's fake. Trust me. If it was original, I wouldn't leave it in the earth. If it was original, it would not rot. When I say it's not original, I'm not talking about the blueprint that God used to create it. I'm telling you about it, that in the end, we have to throw it all away. We have to leave it. Actually, the original is still with God. The blueprint is still with God. We have to go back to base so that we can align and fit, because in the end, the spirit will never get destroyed. And that is the original. The spirit is the original. Let's live for God. Let's live in the spirit. Let's live. I'm here to tell you today, if you hear the sound of my voice and his voice through this broadcast, may you call somebody unto prayer. May you invite somebody, not to church, may you invite somebody to come to Jesus Christ, to come to the foot of the cross, to surrender all. We have been called to influence. May we go out there and influence. This afternoon, anybody that passes through your home, let them know that they went to church, but you have been with Jesus. There's a difference. Many go to church, they've not been with Jesus. Many passes through building, they pass through buildings, but they have not been with Jesus. And as you are thinking today, I wrap up and I tell you, think about what I said. Believe me when I say it's not okay. Have you been with Jesus? You may have sat in the most beautiful, grandest church. Have you been with Jesus? Did you feel his presence? Did you hear his wisdom? And are you living for him? If you can answer that question, I don't have a problem. I've been called as a faithful emissary to tell you what's coming. And I'm here to tell you today that what's coming, it's no joke, man. It's no joke. I pray for you today, wherever you are, that you surrender to him, that you listen to his voice, that you take your weapons and stand as a soldier, as a Christian, and you have to get it that all to Jesus, I surrender all to him, I freely give. Yes, and you have to take your weapons as a soldier and says, onward Christian soldiers marching us to war with the cross of Jesus going on before Christ the Royal Master. He's leading the way. We have to go. I'm calling everybody. All children of God, all soldiers of Christ, take your stand, take your charge, take the sword, take the word, take prayer, wear the helmet of salvation, the breastplate of righteousness, the sword of the spirit, the shield of faith, the girdle of truth, and shod your feet with the preaching of the gospel. Don't let anybody leave your house without hearing what I just said, without letting them know that you are one of his. And I thank God today for all that he has shared with us. And I end with Isaiah 60 verse 22, that the least one shall become a clan and the smallest one a mighty nation. I am the Lord. In its time, I will hasten it. In the name of the Lord Jesus, have we prayed with thanksgiving. If you have been blessed by this broadcast, wherever you are, I pray for your family. I pray for you. I pray for your career. I pray for your finances. I pray for your destiny, that the Spirit of the living God will fall afresh upon you. I pray that the strength of God will be your portion, that the Spirit of God, Holy Spirit, visit us, speak to us, touch us. Oh, bring us back to base. And help us to stand for you. I pray that heal marriages that are breaking, heal homes that are in turmoil. Send peace in the name of Jesus. And wherever there is chaos, Lord, relieve your people. Father, today we ask for freedom, that we even value the sacrifice. Oh, the great sacrifice on the cross. I pray today in the name of Jesus, all those that want to walk out the door of your homes and their marriages, heal them today. Arrest them today. Father, heal children today. Save marriages, oh God. Save pregnant women, oh God. Lord, come through for those who are looking for jobs, those who, oh God, have become despondent and they are hopeless today. Send hope, because you are the one that carries all our load, oh God, and you are able to do exceedingly abundantly above all today. Do it for us. Lord, help your children and use us, even now and forevermore, in Jesus' precious name. If you have been blessed by this broadcast, this is yours truly, Prophet Thompson. Yes, you can support Faith West Ministries, 0597431445. This is what we do. We use it to support the kingdom. We are sent on missions. We are sent on projects. We are standing in the gap, and we are working the wonders of God with the power of God. If you have any needs, if you have anything we can help you with, you can always feel free. You can go to FaithWorks Ministries 12.org. You find us there, and you can just stand with us. I pray for you that the Lord will bless you, that the Lord will help you, that the Lord will increase you, and the Lord will turn his face and let him, his glorious presence, shine upon you. And I pray that the Lord will give you his peace. And above all, you have to know that you have been created for value and designed for impact. Until I come your way again, his peace and life to you. Thank you. Take care. And bye for now.